USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The January 6th House Committee kicks off a series of public hearings tonight as it investigates last year's attack on the Capitol. Republicans argue the Majority Democrat Committee isn't legitimate because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in charge of appointing all the members. As far as reaction and public sentiment regarding the hearing, these New Yorkers telling NBC News,
"This is all just buying time, making people happy and do nothing.
Seems like this is becoming more of a reality show than what it really should be."
The U.S. Commerce Secretary is offering a grim outlook on rising gas prices. Gina Raimondo saying there isn't much more the Biden administration can do to ease the ongoing spike. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 638 points to close at 32,272. USA Radio News.
"It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.